This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
What is going on? Thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Great to have you with us, wherever you're listening in this great land of ours, or so foreign lands. We do want to hear from you, though. We want to hear what's going on in your video game world. We are on Sports Byline USA and streaming through sportsbyline.com. Any emails, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. In fact, that's how you'll win the game. It'll give away at 40 after. Oh, yeah, brand new game as always. And send that for a cheat code request as well. And that'll do that at the end of the show. This show's about y'alls and your calls, though. Gamers like me, 1-800-878-PLAY. Questions, comments, or concerns. Newbie, hardcore, everywhere in between. What do you got, my unpaid correspondents? In the golden age of video games, had never been better, but there's still garbage out there. Let's sift through it. What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? What's overhyped? What's underhyped? What's worth our money? 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. 0-0-800-878-PLAY. On the American Forces Radio Network, of which I am very happy to be a part of, The Voice. 500 outlets, 177 countries, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, wherever you are. You're doing a great job keeping us safe. You stay safe. Hope we see you at home very, very soon. Also, how about some apropos applications? The TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, and Twitch. Oh, yeah, twitch.tv. Just look on the app or online and search for Sports Byline USA. There I am right now. High def webcam, face made for radio. What do you got? Also, Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle, you get in on the Facebook. And also, keyword here is also the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. 40 after we give away a game. I'll also let you know what's coming out new this week. And, of course, on SB Nation Radio as well. SB Nation Live on the Internet. So, CRN Digital, plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, and 35 million homes as well. Don't want to forget them. Everybody's in. We're locked. We're loaded. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. We got an hour before we get back to sports on the Video Game Review.
And now, Valero summer vacation driving tips. Keep these in mind as you embark on your journey. Give your car a safety check, including coolant tank, hoses, belts, tire pressure, battery, air, and fuel filters. Prepare an emergency kit to keep in the vehicle, and have a phone number for nationwide automotive assistance in the event you need towing or maintenance. Be sure you have your license, registration, and current insurance card. And now, a word from Valero.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake, or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there, wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The Video Game Review.
On the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. What's going on? What's going on is it's on. We are giving away a brand new game at 40 after. The number to call to be a part of the show. Caller friendly and lines are open all over North American continent. In Canada, we're to help you boot that for sure. And in Mexico, El País Amigo. And right here in the lower in Contig. What you got? 1-800-878-PLAY. What is going on? Well, how about E3? The Entertainment Electronic Expo. Electronic Entertainment Expo. E3. A lot of new gadgets, a lot of new stuff. And, of course, this is where video game companies give us a little teaser for hardware, software, all sorts of things. Consoles. And yesterday, EA went first with a little press conference. EA Sport. It's in the game. Electronic Arts. And they showed off 15 minutes of gameplay for an upcoming game called Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. It also announced features for its free-to-download Apex Legends game. That, of course, is one of those last-man-standing battle royale things that the kids are playing with. New character, new weapon. They also showed a new paid update for The Sims 4 called Island Living, which brings the series to a tropical beach. And I have just nothing but mad props and credit for The Sims, because I always think that's just something that everyone has already stopped playing. And they keep it going. Why? Because it's a good game. It just keeps rolling. And then EA wrapped it up. They were discussing some drama over the mixed reviews that it got for Anthem. And they said that they had learned a lot and that they're going to be updating that game. So today, and this is the thing, the E3 doesn't even really get started until Tuesday in earnest, but we still have these big press conferences. Today, we had Microsoft and Xbox going first, And they talked about Project Scarlet, the next-gen Xbox, and they said it is coming next year, 2020. It'll be up to 4 times more powerful. It'll play next-gen PlayStation games. The fast, non-mechanical SSD hard drive. It'll be powered by some new innards made by AMD, which is a chip maker, of course. They also announced the game Halo Infinite. Remember we got the last Halo game? No, we didn't. But that's going to be a launch game. And meanwhile, Microsoft is starting public tests of its Project xCloud. That is the streaming service, which will be coming in October, this October. And that promises people the ability to play high-end games on their mobile devices. And we'll see. And while the fans wait, Microsoft announced its update to its Xbox Elite Controller Series 2. A lot of new games. And also, if you look at Keanu Reeves, who's right after the John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum movie, he was on stage to announce his involvement with Cyberpunk 2077, which is coming next year. And then, just concluded, Bethesda had their press conference. And there are some intriguing new games coming, including ones from the folks behind The Evil Within and Dishonored. They showed some new games with updates for Doom, for Fallout 76, for Elder Scrolls, Wolfenstein, even a Commander Keen is back. They showed off a trailer for Ghostwire Tokyo. That's the next game from the Shinji Mikami studio. Tango Gameworks, the creator of The Evil Within, are back with Bethesda again for a new kind of action adventure game that is not survival horror, but it takes place in Tokyo. Arcane Lion, their game that they were showing off was called Deathloop. And this is a new game with what's called a mind-bending story and quote-unquote meticulously designed levels. And like Dishonored, it's all about playing the game you want to play. And this the story will revolve around time loops. Not a lot of information just yet. And how about Doom Eternal? This will be out November 22nd. They got a date on it. And it says it's the ultimate power fantasy because you will go to hell and you will also go to heaven. It'll have a multiplayer mode called Battle Mode, fitting. Two-player controlled demons versus one-player controlled Doom guy, which will turn into a first-person fighter. And then, making my eyebrows go up, because there was a bad smell. No, is that Fallout 76 is going to get yet another update. This game gets a new update every week. And they, of course, Bethesda, well documented, they acknowledged that had a rough launch. And they're looking forward to the future. It's the way of the future. There's a new feature update called Wastelanders that will actually have, wait for it, NPCs. Yes, not other real people. They'll go back to the full dialogue trees, which we liked. It'll be a new main quest. And it's all, it looks like, from the trailer. And it says that it's going to be in Vault 51. There were 3 vaults that I know of. 2 of them had numbers. 1 of them had no number. I think that's 51, I guess. And to me, it's an excellent place to add in some DLC because you just have somebody go in there. Now, here's the other thing. If you're interested in trying out Fallout 76, you're like, I ain't paying that money. It is free all next week. That's right. All next week, it is completely free. So you can try it out. And, of course, and I don't care about this, but maybe you do, we will be getting a Battle Royale mode because, of course, it'll be called Nuclear Winter. It'll be a 52-player Battle Royale, and it says it's born from the Fallout universe. And says, of course, born from the success of Fortnite, you think? And during that free-to-play period all next week, there will be a glimpse into it. So you can get your glimpse on. But, you know, what's funny is, like, there's something about that game, the way it plays. PvP is not its strength. And whenever I go PvP, I like going FPS anyway. Some of these acronyms are, anyway, player versus player, I like first-person shooter. Over the shoulder, I mean, obviously it can work. It's just, I don't think it lends itself more to that when you're trying to aim down on things and you're going through some, you know, you get into that surreal experience where you actually could be blocking your target by yourself. And you wonder about the metaphysics behind that. And like, what do you mean? Well, it's like Gears of War was one of the first ones to do that. It's like you line it, you're hiding behind a wall and you line up a shot and you peek out from behind the wall. I can't see what I'm shooting at, even though I'm the character. You're blocking me. Wait, I am me. How can I block myself? It's blowing my mind. I can't take it. And we'll get to some more. There's a lot more. And obviously, E3 is very exciting. And not just video game-wise, TVs. There's going to be some 8K TVs. There's going to be all sorts of stuff. We'll talk about that as well. So the lines are open at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170.
That's 800-514-9170.
The Video Game Review.
Thanks for that, Mario. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. In the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game, as we always do. All you got to do is just email me the answer to a very simple question. What's the game? What's the format? I just have to wait. This segment is open for your calls if you'd like to get in. 1-800-878-PLAY. By the way, if you're on Twitch.tv, the Twitch app, which is at Sports Byline USA, there is a chat window, and you can jump through the window, throw a rock through it, or just put in a chat, and then I'll see it. Other things to come out of E3 with the Bethesda press conference, which happened today. Yeah? I sound like Lawrence Welk. One and two. Elder Scrolls Blades is coming to Switch, also known as Switchblades. Ha ha ha. How about that? Now, I'll say this about Blades. I still can't play it. I went to at the Game Developers Conference here in March. March is a few months ago now. I went to a talk by one of the programmers of that game. She was from Montreal. Her name was something very French, Marie something, and she's talking about, you know, should we go landscape, should we go a profile, and is that what it is? Landscape, profile, portrait, landscape or portrait, and Todd Howard said, do both. And every time I tried to sign up saying, well, we're overwhelmed right now, but we'll email you when we're ready, and I never got email. But that's much better to play it on the Switch now. You have a big screen, and you have real controllers, and they'll get an update with a new Dragon Quest line, they say. It's called Scale Breaker. That's like when I eat too much in the bathroom, Scale Breaker. Boom-sh. Elder Scrolls Legends, their next expansion is June 27th. That's coming up pretty soon. Moons of Elsweyr. But they say they're still hard at work on Elder Scrolls 6. That, of course, would be the next Skyrim. That's what I want. That's all they said about it, right? They also said they're hard at work on Starfield, which is a new RPG they announced last year at E3. But they didn't say anything else. They just say we're working hard. Now, the rest. Wolfenstein is apparently going to have a big July, because Wolfenstein Cyberpilot will be a virtual reality game in July. It'll put you in as the role as a hacker in the French Resistance. And of course, there were a lot of computer hackers in France in World War II, especially in Normandy. Wolfenstein Youngblood is a hockey player with Rob Lowe. No, that is a co-op shooter in which you play B.J. Blazkowicz's twin daughters. How about that? We got a little glimpse of that before. That's coming on July 22nd. And then how about the id Software classic Commander Keen? Id Software, we mostly know, of course, for Doom and for Spear of Destiny and Wolfenstein originally. But Bethesda said a classic Saturday morning cartoon in free-to-play mobile game form. It's a modern take on the old id side-scroller, starring both Billy Boy and Billy Girl, the children of the old Commander Keen, and therefore, canonically, the great-grandchildren of a one B.J. Blazkowicz. Yes. And if you watch the trailer, and I say on your phone, that's pretty good. If you watch the trailer, it doesn't look like anything that's going to change the world. Maybe it will. Maybe it'll stop all wars and everybody will be happy. But, it's all right. It's not the 2D side scroller. It's more kind of an item-based puzzle game, and you build these little contraptions. And it's got its own soft launch this summer, iOS and Android. Rage 2, of course, is already out, but it's getting an expansion called Rise of the Ghosts. And they just said later this year. And Bethesda is also introducing new software technology for game streaming called Orion. The Built. It is software developed by id and implemented at the game engine level. It lets games stream with much lower latency. It's supposed to help players stream games at max settings, even if your family is sucking up all the bandwidth or if you live far away from a data center. And so you'll be able to test it out by joining the Doom Slayers Club. What's the Doom Slayers Club? Well, I just said it's the Doom Slayers Club. I know, but what is it? If you go to slayersclub.bethesda.net, once again, slayersclub.bethesda.net, create a free Slayers Club account, and then it says join the first official Doom fan club. The club will provide unique benefits, exclusive opportunities, and bring the best of Doom to the fans in the world. And what I'll do right now, as we're here on Twitch, as I describe it, I'm throwing it up here on the Twitch page and just giving a little look. They've got this logo, Slayers Club, Year of Doom. It's all right there. Love Doom, join the club. Enter the Year of Doom with the Slayers Club and get hyped for 25 years of Doom. Everybody got it? All right, I'll leave that up there for no more seconds. 1-800-878-PLAY. Now, we need to get back to, of course, the new Xbox, the Scarlet 8K graphics, 120 frames per second. This is coming in 2020. It'll also have an SSD, as I mentioned, and Halo Infinite as a launch title. So we'll get ready for it. And Phil Spencer, thought he died, different Phil Spencer, he's the Xbox head. He said, quote, a console should be built and be optimized for one thing and one thing only, gaming. I love that. I really do. Because, you know, PlayStation says it only does everything. But then again, I use PlayStation for my Amazon Prime videos. I use my PlayStation 4 for Netflix. I use it for YouTube. I use it for a lot because my TV is big and high def, but it came out before, you know, 10 years ago, or actually more, I think 11 years ago before. It's still going strong, knock on wood. And it's not a smart TV. It's just easier to go through there. But retail shelves next year, we know that Sony has announced plans to release theirs as well. And if you think about following up next gen, the PS4 and the Xbox One debuted in 2013. That's not bad if they get 7 years out of those things. Now we've had the Xbox One Plus and we've had, the One X and we've had the PlayStation 4 Plus to get into 4K gaming. Now, Google announced in March as well that their new gaming service is called Stadia. And when I was at the Game Developers Conference, they had a Stadia digital display. And I went over and I wanted to see the controllers and they didn't have any. So I'm still waiting to see what those look like. Now, Stadia is going to be the exact same thing as Netflix, except for games. Netflix for movies. It's going to be just like that. So you'll just be able to, boop, get a game. And Stadia doesn't require a console. And when you buy a game from Google and sidestep the idea of plugging a console into your TV, it'll be free to use. I don't know how that's going to work, but I will tell you this. As much as that's a great idea, and as much as that truly is the way of the future. The way of the future. The way of the future. Howard Hughes, Leo DiCaprio. There's been so many times in my own house where my Wi-Fi just goes out. Or my Wi-Fi goes slow and then, you know, blast the game. And then there are some games where I can actually play off a disc or play off my hard drive. You know, it's not the vast preponderance of time. But still, game makers have said internet connections around the world are not reliable enough for gaming streaming. This is why both Microsoft and Sony still plan to offer real games. And it's smart to offer real games. There's no doubt. Now, we also got to look at some more 8K TVs. Samsung bringing out the QLED. You know, it's interesting how, and it's great to know how, you know, much cheaper these games have gotten over the years. And then the TVs, I mean, you can go into a Costco and then there's, you know, 55. And these aren't just these brand names like a Target where you don't even know who they are. It's not Sony or Samsung or Sharp or something, the three S's. But, you know, it's just the 55-inch 8K smart TV, and it's like, you know, $450. I'm like, what? Is that even possible? Yes. And then you think, well, why? Oh, I'll wait on the 4K. Well, wait, now should I wait on the 8K? It's like my friend when he bought a 3D TV. I'm like, I don't think 3D TV is going to take off. And that was like 6 years ago. Come on back. We're giving a game away.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519.
800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review on Sports Byline USA, SB Nation Radio, American Forces Radio. However you're getting us. A lot of great apps on Twitch. There we are. It's great to have you with us. And it's 40 after. It's the time when I give away a brand new game. The game I have here, and it is a PS4 exclusive, so I have it here for the Switch. Yeah, for the PS4. Is Days Gone. And we know this came out about 5-6 weeks ago. Still new, rated M for Mature, developed by Bend Studio and published by Sony. And there's a lot of hype of this, a lot of commercials, and kind of a Walking Dead type of game. You play the protagonist, Deacon St. John, a guy in a open world fighting zombie hordes and other human filth. My question is this game about zombies or is this game about soccer?
Didn't you just say
I did. I'm just trying to give it away. Send your answer. The second correct answer gets it. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, Rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer. And it's funny, I was looking at Game Informer and they gave it a 7.75. It's very interesting. You know, a lot of these games come out of the chute and they just, you know, hand out. I think they hand out eights willy-nilly. And so you wonder, what is the deal with Deacon St. John, separated from his wife, helicoptered away during the chaotic zombie outbreak, and he's been on his motorcycle. And the review I saw from Matthew Cato said, you know, there's an open world and then there's a story. He goes, I would have liked a little more of both. I'm like, all right. I have not played this game, so I would like to. But he said the game makes you a good job of feeling desperate but not frustrated. Like you're constantly trying to get your weapons upgraded. There's not a lot of supplies around. You got to keep fixing your motorcycle. But the whole fun part of this game and the really scary part is the massive gatherings of zombies. Very tense, very terrifying. And there's no way you can shoot all of them, even if you had a minigun. You can't do it. And so you have to use their rage against them, and you can funnel them through some choke points. You can set some explosives. You can get a flamethrower out, take up huge chunks of them, and then run away and fight another day. But the thing is about this game that's pretty cool is the AI is unpredictable. So maybe you see them run through two cars, and maybe they figure it out, and they go around the cars. You don't know. But Matthew did say on the technical front, it's worth mentioning that he said for a first-party title, there's really bad frame rate at times, and the loads are very, very long. And he said that shouldn't be necessary at this stage. I don't know how long loads take, but I know they hate them, and I've never sat through more loads in my life longer on the PS4 than I did for Skyrim. Man, oh man, that's why people I know with PCs are like, oh, it's so much better on the PC. Yes, it is. By the way, the Oculus Quest is now available everywhere. It's, of course, an all-in-one VR gaming headset. I have the Oculus Go, which was $200, and you get to have VR. But just for full games, you don't need to plug into a PC now. You have it. You have the two trigger guys to hold in your hands. I say trigger guys. They're called touch controllers. If you want the basic B version, it's $400 for 64 gigs. You want to double out to 128 gigs, 121 gigawatts, it's $500. So they say next level gameplay, launching with original games and experiencings like Vatal Immortal, Star Wars VR, all-in-one VR, Oculus mobile app, Oculus Quest, everything you need to explore VR right out of the box. Insight tracking. Oculus Insight tracking system instantly reflects your movements in VR without the need for any external accessories. In other words, those sensitivity post things or cameras. The touch controllers precisely recreate your hands, their gestures, their interactions. And then beyond room scale, Oculus Quest works with your environment so you can stay standing or sitting in big spaces or small. So, like I said, you know, when you want to pay, you will pay $400. Now, as I said, I paid $200 for my gaming for mine, and of course, there are games on there. I'm just waiting for a Battlefield 4 or a Call of Duty or a Fallout game that really works. Trust me, I speak English, is worth it and works, because when I do get on this thing, I get sweaty, I get a little bit nauseous, and sometimes I get a little lightheaded if I do it too long. So these things are still very, very heavy, obviously, as far as, you know, not heavy like an anvil, but still resting on your nose. I think the one thing that I really found about VR is that, you know, I wear glasses or contact lenses, and when I take my contact lenses out, I can see fine within 5 feet. I have to have corrective vision when I play on those, because you're not just looking at something close up, you're looking at what you should be seeing if you had 20/20 vision. It's a bit confusing, but I have to wear eye correction for it to work. No one cares. The Oculus Quest, available now. As I said, you can get it on Amazon and get it tomorrow. Everything's in stock, and you can get one for $400 for 64 and $500 for 128K. One more bit of news coming out of E3 today. A new game inspired by the Blair Witch movie franchise is going to launch this year. And it's was at the Xbox press conference. The game is being developed by the guys who did Layers of Fear. That's Bloober Team. And they said it will be, quote, based on the cinematic lore of Blair Witch, end quote. And the Blair Witch Project, of course, is when they found footage of these campers. This was way back in 1999 now. It's kind of weird to think about. It's 20 years old. But a direct sequel to the original film was released a few years ago. A few details were given about it. But in the debut trailer, a man wanders a dark, terrifying forest with his dog, Bullet. That's right. I said Bullet. I would love to be the one to get my hands on this first, because the Blair Witch did scare the leaping lizards out of me. One more thing about Deathloop, because I kind of glossed over that, and I said, you know, it's a story-based mode that you can, from Arcane Lion. And by the way, we have no release on that. And they were the ones that did Dishonored and Prey. It's, to get more into it, it's about two assassins, one known as the Captain and the other one known as Jules. And they're attempting to not only shoot their targets, but kill each other. But they're stuck in a time loop and a mysterious island known as Black Reef. And so the trailer gives kind of a hint at the game's vibe. And then we learned when they said it's going to be a mind-bending story with meticulously designed levels. And we know that Arcane has done such things before. I think we kind of hold them to a higher standard. But this island, I mean, it almost looks cinematic. It shows a guy waking up on black sand. The funny thing is, the first thing you see is a crashed space station that looks absolutely 100% exactly the same as the one in Fallout 76, sideways in the ground. Now, I'm not going to say who came up with it first, but it is part of the whole deal. And you can see both sets trying to shoot each other. And the characters, one of them is, now you say American, they might not be American, but let's go with a black man and a black woman of African heritage. And he's going after her, she's going after him, and then the weapons look pretty awesome. I mean, just some amazing-looking weaponry. It's cool. So, as they say, Arcane Lion, quote, Deathloop transports players to the lawless island of Black Reef in an eternal struggle between two extraordinary assassins. Explore stunning environments and meticulously designed levels in an immersive gameplay experience that lets you approach every situation any way you like. Hunt down targets all over the island in an effort to put an end to the cycle once and for all. And remember, if you first don't succeed, die again. Ha ha. Not try again. All right. Let's get to the new releases. These are all June 11th or June 12th, unless otherwise noted. Let's start off with Dragon Star Varnir on the PS4. Fantasy Takes Flight with the epic JRPG Dragon Star Varnir. Fight enemies midair in a unique vertically oriented universe. Double Dragon 2, The Revenge. This is Nintendo Switch Online. The classic sequel to Double Dragon now comes to the virtual console, Double Dragon's Billy and Jimmy Lee. Blaster Master Zero. I wish this was like the original Blaster Master on the NES. This is a PC game, and it says it does use the original Blaster Master game as a base, and it both harkens back to the golden age of gaming. We'll see about that. Battle Worlds Chronos. Battle Worlds Chronos on the Switch, turn-based strategy game, stays true to the genre's hexagonal roots. Volleyball on the NES, but this is a Nintendo Switch Online. Step onto the court in one of the first volleyball games ever made. Select either men's or women's competition. This is on the 12th. I would hope that this game is 99 cents, as is City Connection. Based on the arcade hit, a young man born in California sets out to tour famous sites and cities around the world. Nintendo Switch Online. Also for the Switch, Leisure Suit Larry, Wet Dreams Don't Dry. The lounge lizard, Leisure Suit Larry, is back in this sexually charged point-and-click adventure. And there's a mountain behind him that looks phallic. I don't know, this whole pervy thing, it still has a place, apparently. That's also available on the PlayStation 4, I should say. On the PlayStation 4, the Nintendo Switch, and the Xbox One, Verlet Swing. Grab your hookshot and enter surreal fever dreams. Verlet Swing is an abstract gauntlet that transforms weirder and weirder. Devolver Bootleg on the PC. Devolver Bootleg contains 8 original ripoffs of Devolver Digital games. Triton Survival on the PC. Triton Survival is a galactic survival game with an intense action focused on surviving, crafting, and gathering. And finally, The House in Fata Morgana for the PS4, a gothic suspense tale set in a cursed mansion. The House of Fata Morgana is a full-length visual novel. So those are the games this week. Remember, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. But also, don't forget to join the Slayers Club for Doom. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749, 800-932-1749, 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game
All right, let's close it out in our customary fashion by looking at a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. It's a little bit different today. I have an email here from Craig. Craig writes in from Reno. He says, Rick, this isn't a cheat code request. This is a plea for help, LOL, parenthetically. On the PS3, Overlord 2, how do I get to the last Devourer section? I got to the first two. I can't get to the last. I never played Devourer 2 on the PS3, but I did a little research, and here you go. Get 40 reds and 40 blues. Put four groups of 10 reds on the following strategic locations. On the balcony in front of the beast, down the stairs on the left side of the beast, behind the beast, on the right side of the beast. Then drag around your blues to prevent the spread of the slime. Do this while standing to the right of the stairs. By doing this, you can get to Solarius quickly when he is regurgitated by the beast to drain him with your evil presence spell. Once again, to get to the last of our section, PS3 Overlord 2, get 40 reds and 40 blues. Put four groups of 10 reds in the following strategic locations. On the balcony in front of the beast. Down the stairs on the left side of the beast. Behind the beast. On the right side of the beast. Drag your blues to prevent the spread of the slime. Do this while standing to the right of the stairs. Do this so you can get to the Solarius quickly when he is regurgitated by the beast to drain him with your evil presence spell. Woo! I hope that helped, Craig. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next week for another live edition of the Video Game Review.